You're listening to Faith and Family. I'm Andy Bates. We are talking about exemplary Lutheran schools this week. Hope you can join us for all the conversations. We'll talk with two schools today. I want to say thanks to our underwriter, Concordia University Wisconsin, for supporting this program. You can find out more about Concordia University Wisconsin on our website. Go to kfuo.org and look for the sponsor section. There you'll find the CUW logo. Look for Concordia University Wisconsin there at kfuo.org. Joining us by phone today, some of our friends from St. Michael Lutheran School, and we're going to talk with them about the work that they're doing there at St. Michael. And so joining us by phone today, Mike Reinhardt and Katie Meiser, they are the administrators, co-administrators this year, interim administrators there at St. Michael. And Mike, welcome to Faith and Family.
Well, thank you, Andy. We appreciate you having us.
Katie, welcome to Faith and Family.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Also joining us in the conversation today, the Reverend John Zender. He's a pastor there at St. Michael. Pastor Zender, welcome.
Thank you for having us.
Glad to have you all with us and looking forward to learning more about St. Michael's. And let's take a look at, Mike, let's talk about your service there. I'd like to learn about your work there at St. Michael's and how long you've been with the school.
I've been at St. Michael since 1994 as an assistant administrator most all of these years. Did just a little bit of teaching when I was first here, but basically an administrator the whole time.
Very good. And Katie, let's talk about your career in service at St. Michael's.
Well, I've been here since about 2011 when my daughters came to the school in pre-K 3 and first grade. I started working with the preschool program, assisting in that, and then I opened our Little Saints Early Learning Center for infants through young three-year-olds, and here I am now working as an interim school administrator.
Well, thanks be to God for that, for your service there. And it is amazing how when we become connected with a great community like that, that we end up loving it and becoming even more embedded in the community, in the school like that.
You bet.
Pastor Zender, let's talk about your service there at St. Michael's.
Well, I'm the old timer here. I've been here 24 years. I came in 1991 of September. So I've been privileged to serve both the church and the school in that way.
Well, very good. Glad that you all have been serving there for some time now. And share with us, Mike, share with us a little bit about the location of St. Michael's. You're in Fort Myers, Florida, right?
Yes, that's correct. Fort Myers is kind of a small town, but we talk more about Lee County, really, than we talk about Fort Myers, because the whole area here, Cape Coral actually is a city right across the river from us that has more residents than the city of Fort Myers itself, and then there's a lot of outlying areas that are not part of the city proper, but we just kind of refer to the whole area as Fort Myers.
We're kind of midtown, and we've been in the community almost 75 years, although the church has antecedents before that, tried to start before that, but this is our third location, all in kind of the downtown, midtown area of Fort Myers.
So it's a community that, gets to enjoy some sunshine and I'm sure some nice weather, except for when it's hurricane season.
Pretty much so, yes.
It's beautiful here most of the year, but we do have to watch out for the hurricanes.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the history of the school. How long has St. Michael's School been a ministry there in Lee County?
Well, thanks for asking. We actually are in our 60th year, started back in September of 1956. And kind of unique, it was a time period in Florida when kindergarten was not a required year of school. And two people were approached by a congregational member by the name of Andy Hennings and the pastor's wife, whose name is Charlotte Helms, and also a gal by the name of Mabel Quigg. And Andy offered them $250 to start the school. And so they launched September 1956 with 17 students. And really, that was a door to our community. Back in those days, you know, like I said, there was no kindergarten required. So a lot of families would bring their kids to our kindergarten. I looked up, as we celebrated our 50th not too long ago, they used the church kind of like a multi-purpose building, like many places do that have that set up. They would kind of stretch a curtain across the sanctuary area. They had a little wooden altar and cubbies on rollers and would set up the wooden tables that the men had built, and they had the little chairs, and then Friday have to take everything back down and set up for Sunday morning. But they used a curriculum from a professor from River Forest by a professor Morella Mensing, which was called the Christian Kindergarten. And it included religion, reading, science, art, and music. And in, back in those days, 1956, they charged $5 a week for a non-member and $3 a week for members. And one of the big things that they had was they had a snack of orange juice and graham crackers. That was that made it into the historical memos that they had. The oranges were donated by members who had orange groves, and that was the big thing. So it was just a great outreach to people in the community. So, for example, our current sheriff, Sheriff Mike Scott, is a graduate from our school, not just our kindergarten, and also one of our local judges, Nick Thompson, who is also a state legislator, who was a graduate of our school. But the kindergarten became our door, really, into the community, and a lot of people who grew up here went to St. Michael Lutheran Kindergarten.
So the school really has been an important part of the community, the life of the community there.
As it as the community grew, so did the school. Added years to that, obviously, and then all the way from kindergarten through eighth grade, and then just recently added the Early Learning Center.
Outstanding. What is unique about St. Michael's Lutheran School?
Well, I would say one of the things that's unique, and it kind of stems from what Pastor John was just talking about. There isn't a large Lutheran population in our area, so right from the beginning, we had, you know, a lot of non-member families in that original kindergarten, and as the school grew, that continued to be the case over the years. So we've been running historically anywhere from 25% Lutheran families. More recently, we're probably closer to about 30% Lutheran families, but a lot of people that are not part of our church community. And Katie, I think, could maybe talk a little bit about how people who are not necessarily part of the church community have become adopted into our family, so to speak. Go ahead, Katie.
Thank you. Well, we have, especially with the Early Learning Center, we've noticed a lot of new young families that want to enroll their students, and they need, you know, quality care, and they may not have a church home. So we've had several baptisms of our students who come through at the youngest of ages, and we have families who really get connected here, even if they don't have a church home outside of here. Pastor's always very inviting to them, so they know that anything we do with our church, they're welcome to be a part of that. And then we see that we see in the school, we see when a family has a need, when there is, you know, some kind of a crisis or anything that takes place, we see the families of the school really come together and surround those in need, just like a church family would. For example, last year we had a family that experienced a major health crisis of one of the parents, and by the end of the school day, there were 30 days worth of meals, dinners, signed up for on the classroom door by fellow classmates, classmates in the other parts of the school, teachers, you name it. People just jumping in and doing whatever they can to help. And sometimes that's the only touch those families have if they don't have a church home.
Mm-hmm.
At our school, so it's a very special part of what we do here, I think.
And Andy, if I could just add to that a little bit, Pastor John is unique as far as what's unique about our place. He really does see himself as pastor to all of the families, whether they're members of the church or not. So he will be very visible, very welcoming. All the students, all the parents get to know him, and he will always say, you know, if you don't have your own church home, I'd really be honored if you'd think of me as your pastor. And so it's been a great door to people in the community, and he certainly has done many baptisms, counseling, happy events like weddings, and unfortunately funerals for, you know, lots of families that are not really part of St. Michael Church, but are part of our school family.
So, Andy, one of the other things, too, that I think St. Michael in the community is known for, not only is, you know, we just have an incredibly blessed and gifted staff, the faculty members and the support staff, all of those people who work here, just are just excitable people. They really bring a lot of energy to the classroom. They bring a lot of the love of Jesus into their day-to-day operation in their classroom. And so you have that entire Christian environment, and I think is what makes our Lutheran school so unique, is just that environment. Once you walk in, you can kind of almost sense, you know, the love of Jesus Christ emanating through all of those who happen to be having the privilege of serving here. But beyond that, St. Michael has always been kind of on the cutting edge of technology. We try to find ways to celebrate the unique ways that God has gifted each and every child. So we have a great athletics program. We have a great fine arts program. We have, you know, instrumental as well as vocal, as well as strings, as well as, you know, a praise band for the chapels. We have art. We have a musical. There's just a myriad of ways that we try to find a way to have kids have success using the skills and abilities that God has given them. But so high academics, accelerated reader, accelerated math, all of these kind of creative things like Odyssey of the Mind, and which is kind of creative problem solving. There's just a myriad of things that we're trying to do to stay ahead of some of the learning business, you know, technology and all those things, but also still have a great groundwork in just the fundamentals of education, and then bringing Jesus into all of that stuff.
One of the things about the exemplary Lutheran schools, the schools that were identified as exemplary, is that you implement best practices that are, well, you're innovative about the way that you implement your best practices that can be replicated in other schools. Let's talk about the innovation at St. Michael's. What are some of the things? Tell us about the innovative approach to implementing those best practices.
Well, Pastor John was just mentioning some of the different offerings that we have for the students beyond the core curriculum. Like the creativeness of an Odyssey of the Mind team. We have had an extensive STEM program. We partnered with a local congregation member who runs a sailing center nearby, and they did an extensive curriculum with our middle school kids that was science and engineering based. That tied in with the whole, all the things involved in sailing. So the kids were really interested in that and learned a lot along the way. The engineering teams, as Pastor John mentioned, all the different outlets for kids with different interests. And then we also, in keeping with our mission, really try to make things available to them in terms of their mission-mindedness and their service. And so we have a fairly comprehensive program that we'll be sharing as part of our best practices as far as growing children in that whole idea of service and mission from a young age to older, individual things that classrooms do as well as school-wide things that they're involved with, partnering with our church for, say, local collections like food for the community and diapers and those types of things, partnering with the church in our mission with the schools in the Dominican Republic that we've kind of adopted as our sisters. It's a fairly comprehensive approach that we use to mission-mindedness and service learning. Another area that we think has been kind of innovative that we'll be sharing with the other schools is as far as our teacher preparation is concerned. Traditionally, of course, most of the teachers in our Lutheran schools across the country have been educated at one of the Concordias. Down here in our more or less remote area, it's a little difficult to get and to keep Concordia grads. Most of them tend to be a little bit more grounded in the Midwest, and so we've had to do things a little bit differently down here, and we'll be sharing that a little bit. We've made extensive use of the QNET program, the online learning components that are available. Traditionally, those were used for people who wanted to gain their colloquy status, and we have had some teachers who have done that, but also those teachers that we have that are not Lutheran but are Christian teachers, we have had them take those QNET courses as well, so they get the doctrine and the foundation, even though they don't continue on to actually receive the colloquy. So we've had over 20 teachers go through the QNET courses over the last several years, and we've found that a real blessing to our ministry.
How has that made a difference in the classroom, in the school?
Well, I think, Andy, one of the things it does is it just gives more, if you want to use the kind of the metaphor, but it puts more tools in the teacher's toolbox. You know, our unique understanding of law and gospel and grace and the focus on Jesus Christ and our life in Christ, it really helps our teachers as they, you know, really bring Jesus into every curricula. It also helps them in their, you know, religion as a core curricula. It also helps them with their devotional time to really have the emphasis that we're looking for as we celebrate our Christian faith in our Lutheran tradition. So it's been exciting to watch these teachers who come from various religious backgrounds, you know, other Christian faith traditions, just talk about how much they really appreciated the opportunity and how it even blessed them in their own personal faith life.
Let's take a look at what a typical day looks like at St. Michael's Lutheran School in Fort Myers. What does a typical day look like?
Well, our school day starts at 8 o'clock. However, our teachers arrive early, and we meet every day at 7:30 for a staff devotion. And that is a very special part of our school family, for our teaching staff. And a unique part of that also is that several of the church administrators also come alongside and join us for those staff devotions as well. It kind of brings everybody together first thing every morning. So then once the students arrive, we have students going through two different types of schedules. We have our elementary schedule, which is more traditional, and then, of course, our middle school has kind of a hybrid block schedule for their day. And then along with the middle school, then they also have several electives that they will be going to after lunch each day. So they can choose between a variety of the fine arts and performing arts that they personally find interesting or have some kind of a passion for. But at our lower grades, the regular, you know, lead teacher of the classroom will spend the day with them. They'll go to Spanish. They'll visit PE. They'll have, of course, the playground time. and which is, you know, the most important time if you ask the students. They'll have music class as they go into fourth grade, and up they'll have band and choir, and I believe a computer class as well. Am I leaving any of them out? I've got them all. Art as well, and art class.
Well,
and technology-wise, Pastor John was talking about technology a little bit. We start in fourth grade with getting them founded with keyboarding and so on, and then actually in the second half of fourth grade, we begin the one-to-one program where they each have their own netbook or laptop, whatever, and so we begin the process of having them do some of their learning through those means, and starting in fifth grade, they'll be using the Google Classroom set up in order to get their assignments, turn in their assignments, and that type of thing.
Let's talk about some of the families, some of the students, the parents who have become a part of the ministry of St. Michael's Lutheran School. Who are some of the students or parents or teachers who stand out in your mind? What are their stories?
Well, I think one of the stories that we would share is we had a family, a Jewish doctor, and his wife and three children. And in their time here at St. Michael, they, you know, obviously, you know, learned a lot about Jesus Christ. And we had the privilege of baptizing the entire family at that point. And again, we do a number of baptisms. Our teachers are really good about talking about God's gift of grace and his touch of grace through baptism. And so, you know, especially in our lower grades, but really throughout our grades, we've had that experience. But that would be one family that kind of sticks out in my mind where we really had the privilege of, you know, baptizing a mom and a dad, and then having the dad, you know, call me up and say, "This is my first time celebrating Christmas as a Christian, and can you tell me what I should do?" And just having the privilege of kind of walking him through, you know, how we celebrate the birth of our Savior as a new Christian, and some of the great tie-ins, obviously, with his life as a person of the Jewish background. But the other, I think another story that I would share, and we didn't really have a chance to share it under some of our best practices, is we have student teachers with a local university, Florida Gulf Coast University, and just the opportunity for those interns to sit in on our staff devotional time, our teacher meetings where we have more of an extensive Bible study time together, the emphasis of Jesus Christ throughout the day. We've even found that people that come from different faith traditions, student interns, teacher interns, have even commented about how welcoming and loved, and again, you just pray that the Holy Spirit is going to work through our words and our actions, especially the Word of God and our actions and the love of Jesus Christ, to touch a heart and maybe make a difference for eternity.
Another family that comes to mind is a family that came to us kind of in desperation and feeling like their one child was being rejected at other schools because he wasn't quite the norm. And, you know, through testing and so on, they found out that he had Asperger's. And so we agreed to, you know, work with him, work with the family, and see if we could be successful with him. And so happy to say, it was a great relationship. The family was extremely supportive. The teachers did a great job of doing the accommodations that were needed to help make him successful. And although his parents didn't think it would ever happen, he actually was able to go to college, get his degree. And the family is just so grateful for the opportunity that he had here at St. Michael, and they both have become very active serving people here in the congregation through that experience they had with their son.
Well, very good. As we wrap up our conversation today, anything else about the school, or how can we find out more about St. Michael's Lutheran School?
Well, our website is, our main website is www.smlcs.org. That stands for St. Michael Lutheran Church and School. So originally you'll go to a main page, and then you have a choice to go on to the school site from there if people would like to do that. We will be doing a couple webinars during the month of October on the 13th and the 27th, sharing some information of the best practices that were identified when the visiting team was here at our school.
Outstanding. Well, thank you all for your time today and sharing with us about St. Michael's Lutheran Church and School and the great gift, the ministry that God has given you there in Fort Myers in Lee County, Florida. Mike Reinhardt, principal, or administrator, interim administrator, Katie Meiser, interim administrator. Thank you both for being our guest today.
And Pastor John.
And the Reverend John Zender, pastor at St. Michael's.
Thank you.
God bless.
Thank you all. Coming up in just a little bit, we have more Faith and Family on Worldwide KFUO.
Concordia University, Mequon, Wisconsin, overlooks the beautiful shoreline of Lake Michigan. This serene main campus of CUW is just 15 miles north of Milwaukee with all its vibrant cultural attractions. At Concordia University, Wisconsin, students living by the motto of inspiration in action can choose from 69 undergraduate majors, 14 master degree programs, and doctorates in pharmacy, physical therapy, and nursing practice. For more information or to take a virtual tour, visit cuw.edu.
Listening to Faith and Family, I'm Andy Bates, and we are talking about exemplary Lutheran schools this week. Joining me by phone now, Mr. Bruce Rudy, principal at St. Peter Lutheran School in Arlington Heights, Illinois. Mr. Rudy, welcome to Faith and Family.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
I appreciate the opportunity to talk with you today about St. Peter Lutheran School in Arlington Heights, Illinois. Let's talk a little bit about the history of the school, St. Peter Lutheran School. When did the school begin?
We started in 1864. We just finished up our 150th anniversary, and so we have a long-standing tradition here in our community.
Well, outstanding. Congratulations on that. Tell us about the Arlington Heights community. For our listeners not familiar with Arlington Heights and the location, and what might be unique about the community?
Arlington Heights is in the northwest suburb area of Chicago,
mm-hmm.
And so they are a group of incorporated villages, Arlington Heights being one, and so while we are part of a large metro area, we are also very small in terms of a small town or small town village feel. And I think that's one of the great things about this particular area. Each of the villages is like its own unique Midwest town, and where people are very family-oriented, support one another. You know, faith and family is important, good, strong values, and it's a great place to raise a family. So all of those are inherent in our particular community as well.
How long have you had the opportunity to be a part of the ministry of St. Peter Lutheran School?
This is beginning my eighth year here at St. Peter.
Wow, very good. Well, what do you love about your work there as a principal at St. Peter Lutheran School?
Well, I think first and foremost, it's the opportunity to serve you know, my Lord and Savior here in this particular area. And with that, of course, are the children that come to school every day. We have preschool through eighth grade, so it gives a wide range of children to come in contact with. And, you know, they are a blessing and a joy to see grow and develop and mature. And all of that is extremely special as we move forward each day. And, you know, the parents are terrific. Mm-hmm. We have a strong church and school community and a relationship and a unified ministry. That also brings a lot of joy to come in and work with and be a part of, you know, each day. Circled with that, we've got a great staff that over 100 of us are involved daily in the operation and facilitating the work that that is done here. So, you know, all of those are pieces that that bring joy to each day.
LCMS School Ministry has identified St. Peter Lutheran School as an exemplary school. What makes St. Peter Lutheran School unique? What sets it apart from other schools and makes it an exemplary school?
You know, that's a it was a great blessing to receive that recognition, and we are excited about sharing that and being a part of that, but also saying, okay, then what does set us apart? And one of the things that in the visitations and the paperwork that was drawn up, you know, that set us apart, I think, would have to be the emphasis that we put on, you know, student learning, trying to meet each child's need. That is, I think, one of the most important pieces. And another piece, I think, is our intentional missional outreach in a variety of areas that we incorporate within our school ministry. And then I think some of it is our programming that has been recognized and certainly stands out for us as a school in terms of either curricular programming or programming that we have outside of the school day. So I think those are probably three main areas, and there's lots of pieces that go along with those as well.
Well, let's talk about some of those areas that that make St. Peter's unique. You talked about focusing on student learning. What is it that is so unique? What is it that's that other schools can learn from?
One of the highlights of our learning that we've developed in the last 3 years is a program that we've called Pathways to Learning. And what we like to say is this is a differentiation at its best. And so that Pathways to Learning has organized itself into two major curricular areas, and that's reading and math. And what we do with those two areas in grades 1 through 5 is to develop teams for our students to be a part of. And so in the area of math, for instance, in grade 1, we have two classes of grade 1. But in the area when they do math, it becomes three classes. And so one, it breaks down the student-teacher ratio. Two, it allows for student needs to be more specifically intentionally met. Three, it allows for progression of material to be done at a pace that that matches the student learning. I think four, it allows for teachers to hone in on a particular, for themselves, a particular skill, a particular area, and develop that and use that well. And five, the results are showing for us that the student achievement level is really moving forward and going higher each year that we do that. So I think in the particular Pathways to Learning program is for us a strength of our school, something that certainly the community has taken a look at and certainly has brought increased enrollment for us as well.
Let's talk about what a typical day looks like at St. Peter Lutheran School. Any grade, you can pick it.
Well, we in our grades 1 to our kindergarten, rather, through grade 8, we start our day at 7:45. So the kids come in. Prior to that, of course, we as a staff meet for devotions and ask the Lord to bless our day and the students and the families and any needs that we may have in that way. And so the students come in, and, of course, they are greeted, and work is already in progress in the different classrooms with work to be done, and organizational pieces to put together. Mm-hmm. At 8 o'clock, we have announcements that our 8th graders do, and that generates the topics of the day, the memory verse of the week, our student pledge, I mean, those different things that bring us together in that way. And then classes begin, and there's usually a two-hour block for our Pathways program for grades 1 to 5. Our middle school is departmentalized, and so within those, learning happens, and learning is active and collaborative, and good things are happening in all of those different pieces all the way through till the end day. Of course, we have a good break in there for lunch and recess, which all the students look forward to. And then after school, we have a variety of after-school activities from our what we call our ACE program, which is our arts, culture, and entertainment program, as well as our fine arts program and our athletic program. And so students stay after from 2:30 on to participate in those things if they want to. And otherwise, they're headed home to finish up those pieces that need to happen at the end of the day, so that they can begin the next day. So along with that, of course, is meeting the needs and ministering and seeing where we can connect, students and teachers and parents to Jesus along the way. There's opportunities each day for that to happen, whether it is in devotion or a prayer time or a recess situation or a classroom discussion. Those opportunities come up each and every day, and it's one of those blessings to be able to connect in that way.
What do the students, do you have any stories from students or maybe their parents about their experience at St. Peter Lutheran School that really share who St. Peter Lutheran School is, what St. Peter Lutheran School is all about?
Oh, I certainly think so. I think that even in some of the reporting that was done, for our particular exemplary recognition, there were highlights made of different parents or some of the interview processes that went on. One of the parents, as I'm looking here, one of the parents was quoted in one of the interviews as saying, being a public school teacher, I felt like a traitor when we decided to bring our children here. There was a lot of soul searching involved in our decision, the smaller class sizes, educational quality, the love nurture pushed us over the top. They do things here that you can't do in a public school. Never once did we look back. Family tragedies have occurred, and this place helps us through them. I was not Lutheran, but am now. It slowly evolved as we continued to come and eventually join the church. I mean, I think that particular reference in that interview sums up what a parent has experienced and many parents have experienced. You know, there's a solid educational piece. There's a great witness piece to our faith. There's a great value foundation that's built. And if they're not Lutheran coming in, or they're not Christian coming in, or at least they're not actively Christian coming in, that is the ultimate, that they come to know Jesus Christ and they become a member of our church, and it just becomes a new family that way. And part of our mission as a church and school is to lead people to a full life in Christ. And so we know that all of us are at different steps and stages in that. And so this parent coming in was at the very beginning, and now, you know, they, as a family and individually, from students to parents, are making those steps to a fuller life in Christ, which is, you can't ask for anything better than that. And so that's a great affirmation of what their experience is and what we're about.
It sounds like for that parent, I think they said the loving nurture and the things that you can't do in a public school, I would assume they're referring to, the proclaiming the love of Jesus and really building on that. And that's happening throughout the day, it sounds like.
It is. And of course, that's certainly a a compliment and affirmation of our teachers who are daily in and out with that in the classroom experience. And so that's certainly reflective, absolutely.
Hmm. And what a great gift to rejoice in, a family who, through the ministry of the school, teaching children the word, that flows over into the home. Parents continue to learn more about what is being learned in the school. Relationships are built. They come to hear the word on a regular basis and become a part of that family of Christ there at St. Peter Lutheran Church and School, and just are welcomed into that fold. What a blessing to see that vision for what a Lutheran school can be to come into reality in that context.
Absolutely. And of course, we are being recognized as a Lutheran school that is doing that, but our brothers and sisters all over in our Lutheran school systems are doing that each and every day, and what a great community to be a part of.
Part of the recognition as an exemplary school, exemplary Lutheran school, is innovation about your implementation of best practices that can be replicated in other schools. What is innovative about these your approach or your implementation of these best practices?
I would say that, one of the pieces that I mentioned was the student learning piece. And I think the overarching framework to that is really just seeing what we can do to meet students' needs. And, of course, the Pathways to Learning program does that in the academic sense. We have initiated a counseling program for our school with a full-time counselor, and so that's another level of meeting student needs and the emotional, social, behavioral realm that is. We also have, as I mentioned, the after-school programming, which allows for those children that with special interests or gifts and abilities to be a part of, and so to have time to participate in those with their friends after school is a great opportunity. So we offer three different sessions and, classes like karate or soccer or foreign language or cooking or, Lego robotics or those kinds of things are offered as an extension of our day. We've also done things inside our curriculum, such as Project Lead the Way, which is an extension of the STEM program, which is the science and the technology and the engineering and math component. We just started that 2 years ago in our kindergarten program, and we added first grade last year. This year, we're moving all the way through grade three, and so that integration of that collaborative interdisciplinary piece is meeting student needs and also preparing them for the future that we see our education going, as well as what the needs of the children are in the future, also going that direction. And that's also an important part of that. I think in our middle school area, we have a school advisory program, which breaks down our middle school into small groups, and it's a caring piece for that. In our middle school, we also have multiple times during the year an interdisciplinary unit that brings our variety of our core areas together to say what can we do concentrated-wise in one specific topic, and let the students experience that from the area of science or from the area of history or math, religion. And so that's been a fun component to have the students and the teachers participate in. So I think it's those pieces, when we take a look at student learning, student alignment of learning, what can we do to meet students' needs for what they're going to need tomorrow in the high school, as well as future citizens, and take a look at that. And so what we're trying to look at that differently in our school, and what does that mean in terms of learning? What does it mean in terms of resources? What does it mean in terms of instructional changes that have to be made? And so we're in, constantly kind of a learning process with that. And I'm excited to be able to say that, our team and our school is working hard in those particular areas.
Any other stories from either from teachers or students that really share. I appreciated the parents' comments earlier that you shared from the faculty or students that really show who or what St. Peter Lutheran School is about.
I would say that that there are certainly. I think one of the comments that I see in one of my views here, one of the other parents said, in terms of programming and alignment, it says the school sees a need to meet different learning styles and needs of students. They pulled a team together to develop a program to support the families here. This keeps some families who might otherwise not be able to be here. And so that's the differentiation approach. And I think that's a key piece to say that. I think one of the students in their interview said, I love the teachers. They always push you so much to reach your full potential. And I think students would, you know, certainly exclaim that and talk about that, absolutely. One of the things that we do, I know the students, if I had them here particularly talking about that, would be we've taken four groups of eighth grade students to South Africa because we have a sister school that we've started there in Middleburg, South Africa. And so each year we take from two to four students over to South Africa. They experience that mission work and serving within that school for a couple of weeks. And we just returned just a couple of weeks ago from our most recent trip. And the students come back, you know, really sharing what a difference that has made in their lives and that extension of learning that we're talking about, that putting our faith into action, being able to see Christ differently as well as seeing Christ in a different way of the world expressed that way as well, that whole mission piece, extremely strong. And the kids are so excited about being able to come back and tell their story about that experience and how they were moved or changed or impacted by that and what a difference that's going to make, you know, in their lives.
Outstanding. What a great experience for them to have in school. What grades did you say again?
These are our students that are actually, they finish their seventh grade year, mm-hmm. so we take them in the summer between their seventh and eighth grade year. So they're actually coming back in their eighth grade year to be able to tell their story and talk about their experience and build on that as they make a difference, you know, in their eighth grade year here.
Mm-hmm. And how many students have gone in the past?
This was our fourth year, so we've had 10 students overall.
Wow. Outstanding, and they come back and share their story, I'm sure, with other students, and they're probably just as motivated then about you know, the younger students learning about it and going in the future.
Absolutely, they you know, they present their story in chapel. They also prepare visual pieces that they can take into the classrooms, and they share with individual classes, so it's more personalized and smaller. And absolutely, they have their own personal stories to tell about relationships that they have developed, or how they see life differently, or how they see their faith differently, and how faith has certainly been impacted that way. So it's extremely powerful, not only for them, but also for us that go as mentors and supervisors and, you know, missionaries as well.
Indeed. What have you had an opportunity to participate as well?
I have. It's an awesome experience. I've been able to go and work on the administrative side and working with the principals and doing in-services with the teachers and kind of mentoring our we call them student ambassadors, that go and develop a program for them to be able to use while they're there for the couple of weeks. And so, yes, absolutely. God has done amazing things, and certainly in my life as well as those that have been able to go, you bet.
Certainly. Mr. Rudy, how can we find out more about St. Peter Lutheran School? Families listening live in the community in the in near Arlington Heights and would like to learn more. Maybe they have friends or relatives and they want to point them to an exemplary Lutheran school. How can we find out more about St. Peter Lutheran School in Arlington Heights, Illinois?
Absolutely. Our website certainly would be an opportunity to do that, and that's www.stpetermyschool.com.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, the church is www.stpeterlutheranchurch.com. And so both of those pieces, website would be a great opportunity, certainly giving our school a call at 224-387-3824. We'd certainly welcome a call. We've got a wonderful opportunity to share what difference our school can make. One of our taglines right now is come grow with us, because as you start in preschool and you move through our school, you are growing, and you're growing in all the different areas of development, from social, emotional, to spiritual, to physical, all of those pieces. And so the opportunity to grow with us, we count that as a mutual blessing. So definitely the opportunity to look us up and try us out.
Outstanding. Well, very good. Well, thank you so much for sharing with us today about St. Peter Lutheran School in Arlington Heights. God's blessings on this new school year as you start another school year, and a whole group of students that I'm sure eager and ambitious, excited to learn.
They are, Andy. I appreciate the opportunity, and blessings to you and all the listeners out there as well.
Thank you.
Listen to Faith and Family Monday through Friday at this time. Faith and Family is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is needed for Faith and Family to continue. Our address is 1333 South Kirkwood Road, St. Louis, Missouri, 63122. You can contact us on the web and download Faith and Family at KFUO.org. Worldwide KFUO, on the air, online, and on demand.